Text 36. Daniel Defoe. I was very seldom idle. But now I began to exercise myself with new thoughts. I daily read the Word of God and applied all the comforts of it to my present state. One morning, being very sad, I opened the Bible upon these words, I will never, never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Immediately it occurred that these words were to me. Why else should they be directed in such a manner? Just at the moment when I was mourning over my condition as one forsaken of God and man. Well then, said I, if God does not forsake me, of what ill consequence can it be? Or what matters it, though the world should all forsake me, seeing, on the other hand, if I had all the world, and should lose the favour and blessing of God, there would be no comparison in the loss. From this moment I began to conclude in my mind that it was possible for me to be more happy in this forsaken, solitary condition than it was probable I should ever have been in any other particular state in the world, and with this thought I was going to give thanks to God for bringing me to this place. I know not what it was, but something shocked my mind at that thought, and I durst not speak the words, How canst thou become such a hypocrite, said I, even audibly, to pretend to be thankful for a condition which, however thou mayest endeavour to be contented with, thou wouldst rather pray heartily to be delivered from. So I stopped there, but though I could not say I thanked God for being there, yet I sincerely gave thanks to God for opening my eyes, by whatever afflicting providences, to see the former condition of my life and to mourn for my wickedness and repent. I never opened the Bible or shut it, but my very soul within me blessed God for directing my friend in England, without any order of mine, to pack it up among my goods, and for assisting me afterwards to save it out of the wreck of the ship. Thus, and in this disposition of mind, I began my third year. And though I have not given the reader the trouble of so particular an account of my works this year as the first, yet in general it may be observed that I was very seldom idle. But having regularly divided my time according to the several daily employments that were before me, such as, first, my duty to God, and the reading of the Scriptures, which I constantly set apart some time for thrice every day, secondly, the going abroad with my gun for food, which generally took me up 3 hours in every morning, when it did not rain, thirdly, the ordering, cutting, preserving, and cooking what I had killed or caught for my supply. These took up great part of the day. Also, it is to be considered that in the middle of the day, when the sun was in the zenith, the violence of the heat was too great to stir out, so that about 4 hours in the evening was all the time I could be supposed to work in, with this exception, that sometimes I changed my hours of hunting and working, and went to work in the morning, and abroad with my gun in the afternoon. To this short time allowed for labour, I desire may be added the exceeding laboriousness of my work, the many hours which, for want of tools, want of help, and want of skill, everything I did took up out of my time. For example, I was full 2 and 40 days in making a board for a long shelf, which I wanted in my cave, whereas 2 sawyers, with their tools and a saw pit, would have cut 6 of them out of the same tree in 30 days. My case was this. It was to be a large tree, which was to be cut down, because my board was to be a broad one. This tree I was 3 days a-cutting down, and 2 more cutting off the boughs, and reducing it to a log or piece of timber. With inexpressible hacking and hewing, I reduced both the sides of it into chips till it began to be light enough to move. Then I turned it, and made one side of it smooth and flat as a board from end to end. Then, turning that side downward, cut the other side, till I brought the plank to be about 3 inches thick and smooth on both sides. Anyone may judge the labour of my hands in such a piece of work, but labour and patience carried me through that and many other things. I only observe this in particular to show the reason why so much of my time went away with so little work, viz., that what might be a little to be done with help and tools was a vast labour and required a prodigious time to do alone and by hand. But notwithstanding this, with patience and labour, I got through everything that my circumstances made necessary to me to do, as will appear by what follows.